Good morning. I'm Todd Zwillick, joined across the table by Femi. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
President Barack Obama marked his first 100 days in office last night with his primetime news conference. It was the third of his presidency and the first that was not dominated by the recession.
The typical president, I think, has two or three big problems. We've got seven or eight big problems.
All right. Well, the president talked about at least seven or eight of those problems last night. I was there in the East Room, proudly representing the takeaway last night.
I saw you.
Yes. And we're joined by two other reporters who were there in the East Room with the president. April Ryan is White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. And Julie Mason is White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner. They're both on the line with us. April, I thought the president was very relaxed last night. But what did you think of the atmosphere there? And what did you think of the president's spin on his first 100 days?
I think it was a very good event. I have to chalk it up to them. They really did a good job, and the president was very relaxed. I think the room was crowded.
Sure was.
To say the least. Yes. Reporters were just swarming around just to hear the words of the president to cap off his first 100 days. I think the White House was very delighted. Matter of fact, I know they were because I talked to, by email, Robert Gibbs after the event. So they were well pleased.
They were well pleased. Well, Julie, the president fielded questions about Pakistan, about terrorism, swine flu, the economy, even abortion, which doesn't come up too often these days. But he was also asked point blank if the Bush administration before him had sanctioned torture by allowing waterboarding. Listen to this, if you would.
Did the previous administration sanction torture?
I believe that waterboarding was torture. And I think that the whatever legal rationales were used, it was a mistake.
All right, Julie, well, the president got pressed on that issue. Is waterboarding torture, and did the previous administration sanction torture? It was a pointed moment. What did you think of that?
It was an interesting moment, Todd. The president has really avoided directly criticizing his predecessor. He criticizes their policies and their thinking on things, but he never came out and said, yes, the former administration tortured. He said, well, waterboarding is torture, and they waterboarded, and their justifications were not great for it. So it was a very interesting moment. He was on the spot. He handled it very, very carefully.
Well, does it change the policy at all? You know, last week, of course, there was a lot of news. We all wrote about it and talked about it. The president said that operatives who were following legal advice from the Justice Department would not be prosecuted then. We wrote that he left the door open to Justice Department officials who had crafted the policy that they could possibly be prosecuted if the Attorney mm-hmm. General thinks it's fit. Does the president saying in his own words it was torture, it was illegal, does that change the White House's policy posture at all?
No, I don't think so. I think what it does is it does not diminish the pressure from some in the Democratic Party, especially the liberal wing, the pressure on the White House to actually go back and prosecute some of the operators from the prior administration. I mean, they've tried to quell that. They've tried to release the torture memos and then move on. But some in the president's own party don't want him to do that.
Right. Well, April, the president spent a fair amount of time in his opening remarks and in response to a couple of questions talking about H1N1, also known as the swine flu. He urged people, of course, to wash their hands, urged people to consider keeping their kids home from school and staying home from work. Do you think that the president was appropriately cautious and comforting? What did you think of the tone that he struck on that issue?
He gave very basic practices for people to take. Like you said, wash their hands, stay home. And he wanted to make the point because some kind of chuckled when he said that. He said, look, this might be basic, but this is what we have to do. And, you know, the reporter also, the first question that came out from a reporter, Jen Levin of AP, she even asked if the Mexican border should be closed right now.
Right. And at that point, he said that there's really no point.
Right. And it's like letting the horse out of the barn and then shutting the door, you know, because he said we already have cases now. So, you know, we have to just monitor. And he's basically saying, look, we have the capability to control this. We have to take care of it. This is our responsibility to watch and to do what we have to do, washing our hands, staying at home, being responsible. And this could help fix the situation instead of closing the border. And he's carried it like he's carried many other things, very confident, strong. That's at least what he relayed to the American public. And the American public at this time seems to be very concerned. It almost is likened to when people were scared and wrapping their houses with plastic sheeting.
Plastic.
Right. Back in the, that was in the Tom Ridge days, wasn't it?
Right. Yes.
When they first came out with the color-coded terrorism code strategy.
Yes.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Julie, you were interested, I think, in the question on immigration, how the president dealt with the issue of immigration reform. And I want to play something for you real quick before I get you to respond to this. This is a question that was asked about immigration and immigration reform strategy by Lori Montenegro from Univision. She asked the president a question about immigration. Here's how he answered it.
If the American people don't feel like you can secure the borders, then it's hard to strike a deal that would get people out of the shadows and on a pathway to citizenship who are already here, because the attitude of the average American is going to be, well, you're just going to have hundreds of thousands of more coming in each year.
Well, Julie, immigration reform, the president was asked specifically if that policy is going to get done this year. He kind of batted it away, didn't he?
He did, Todd. It's real interesting because it was less than a year ago the president spoke to the League of United Latin American Citizens and promised them that immigration reform was going to be, quote, a top priority, end quote, of his first term. We have not heard really much about immigration at all. The president had a pretty good explanation. He said, you know, I got a lot going on. I got too much to do, and we're just going to have to put that off. So that was his response. But at the same time, you know, immigration is a huge fight. It's a huge battle. A battle they don't need right now. So that's I would say that's a promise broken by him.
All right. April, Julie, the three of us have something in common, probably more than one thing, but we have something in common from last night. None of us got called on to ask a question last night. So
that's a great club.
So
that's a large
yeah,
amount.
It's a bit of a sad club, but it's our club nonetheless. So just real quick, April, what was your top question? What would you have asked?
Okay, I have about seven questions.
Start with one, because we want to get around the horn here real quick, and I think Femi has an important question, too.
Right. The top question I wanted to ask, East Africa is being thought of by many of the U.S. military officials now as becoming the new Afghanistan, as extremists are moving from the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. And what concrete steps were you going to make or are planning or working on right now to fix that situation?
Yeah. Julie?
My question was about, Obama likes the word imprimatur. And so he's put that upon Afghanistan and the economy now, two problems he inherited from the prior administration. And my question was, when does the economy become Obama's economy? When can we start expecting some solid results from him? When does he claim that as his own? And also Afghanistan, which is now his war. At what point does that become his problem and no longer the creation of the prior administration?
Right. Well, I would have asked, you know, the president criticized the last administration for letting political motivations judge who is prosecuted and directing the Justice Department on whom to prosecute and who not to prosecute. Was it appropriate, Mr. President, for you to say intelligence officials, operatives won't be prosecuted? Should the president of the United States ever say who will be prosecuted and not? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's what I would ask.
And would you have done it in that exact tone of voice?
Exact.
It was very commanding, very masterful. Question to April. April, as you were in the room, it's a very different atmosphere from being in the room as to watching it at home on TV. What area do you think the president looked most uncomfortable about answering?
I think he went back on the back and forth about the waterboarding. And not just that, it was another question.
I think most of all, he was very comfortable in his
answers and how he relayed his concerns or his confidence to the public. But when he came back to the issue of waterboarding and they had to ask him again, you know, what did you think of the Bush administration's efforts with waterboarding? He said, whatever legal rationales used were a mistake. That was big news. That was big news.
And Julie, you noticed an answer he gave about African Americans and the economy real quickly.
Right. He was asked about how the economic problems for Black America are so much worse than for everyone else. And he seemed a little uncomfortable, and he gave a very short shrift and moved right on.
All right, guys. Well, it was nice seeing you there last night. Thanks, as always, for joining us. April Ryan is White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. Julie Mason is a White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, two favorite journalists of mine. Thanks for joining us, guys. Well, this morning we want to know, as the economy contracts and people are looking for jobs, there are still jobs out there. What are your job-seeking tips? Have you had some success in finding a job? Have your friends had some success using some kind of tactic or a strategy that was maybe novel? Did they stay out of the classifieds and use the people they know?
Yeah.
We want to know how they did it and how you did it. Give us a call, 1-877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake@thetakeaway.org.